We were basically all at home. A friend of mine had lost his mom, so he came around just to, and we gave our condolences to him, as we are basically his family. So he came around. We were all basically carrying on like a normal day, like anybody else would. My parents had gone to bed, myself and my partner had gone to bed, and then my sisters were outside. And I could hear like a noise. I could hear them calling me, and I was like, "No, I just want to sleep." And then I heard tape, and I was like, no, if they're playing a game, why so much tape? And I looked out the bedroom window because it was literally where they were sitting, and they were all taped up. And I was like, no, man, this is a bit of a stupid game. Everyone's taping themselves up. And I had a flash like shown in my face, and then that's when I saw their faces. And I had recently gone to hospital. I've got a plate and pins in my leg. So I had gone for a checkup, and it was very, very painful. So I had two choices. I could either try and run to my parents' room to wake them up and say, "Hey, look, people are here in the house, police," or I could try and protect myself and my partner and close us. And my instinct came in where I'll protect what I can. And I held the bedroom door closed. The three of them were kicking the door, kicking, kicking, shouting, "They're going to shoot me, they're going to kill me, they're going to shoot me, they're going to kill me." They finally broke through the door, threw me onto my bed, put a gun to my head and said, "If you don't follow our instructions, we are going to kill you tonight." And at that point, I just said, okay. They bound my hands and my feet together, put tape over my mouth, did the same to my partner as they did to my sisters and them outside. And then they kept on walking in and out of the house, asking for gold and asking for money. And I kept on explaining to them that we don't have anything. We just like a normal family. We don't have extravagant jobs. We just normal day-to-day people. And they eventually managed to get into my parents' room. I could hear them. I could hear my parents screaming and shouting, my mom saying, "Where are my kids? Where are my kids?" And my mom said that she wants to see her kids. She kept on telling them, "I want to see my kids, otherwise I'll carry on screaming." And they had her taped, but they ran out of tape, so they used my dad's ties to tie my mom and them up. And they literally dragged my mom from her bedroom through to the room that I was in, took her head and shoved it and said, "Look, your kids are still alive, but if you don't follow our instructions, not for long." And they dragged her back and literally threw her on the floor. And then they came in, they took our cell phones, our wallets, they got access to our bank accounts, they took all of our money out of our bank accounts, whatever cash we had, they went. And then we could hear that they were busy outside, car doors opening and closing. And then they came into the room that we were in. They took the TV in the room, the TV in the lounge, the TV in the other room. They took all of our cell phones. They took laptops, and we need these things. I mean, okay, yes, TVs we don't really need, but I mean, the cell phones that have all been taken, we need for communication, for work. My sisters and my mom, they use the laptops as well through teaching online. So we don't have any cell phones to do any communication, to book appointments and stuff like that. They don't have laptops to teach English online. And then they actually loaded all of our stuff in our own vehicles and took our vehicles. They got my dad's car to the bottom of the driveway. We weren't too sure if one guy couldn't drive or what the case was. They took my car, my older sister's car, and then a friend of ours that was here, they took his car keys, went through his car, but didn't take his car. And they left. They left with the car keys and with everything. They took shoes, pants, shirts of ours, everything. And we didn't know what to do. So we started running to the neighbors and asking for help. And then we finally got hold of the police. The police came through. There was some news about our cars that were on Marine Drive, which is right here by us. And then it got to Isipingo. And then they said, basically, in Somalazian, and it's gone. Last night, we looking at the windows. We couldn't sleep. We hear noise. We're looking out. Dogs are barking. We're looking out. We basically, this is a place where we're supposed to feel safe. This is our home. And it doesn't feel like that anymore. It really doesn't. We're looking over our shoulders now. I'm angry. I'm sad. I mean, the things that were taken from us, it doesn't just happen overnight. It takes us years. I mean, my dad's a pensioner, and he still gets up every day, goes to work, because financially we need that money. I mean, everybody, if anybody can make an extra 100 rand, it can go towards a good cause. And that's what we do. We work, well, we did work every single day. just to make things better for ourselves and for our family, not to have the best things in life, but just to be somewhere, just be happy, go to a shop and not have to worry about, hey, we can't buy a loaf of bread, but we can get a 2 liter milk. So that's how we were. We strive in life. We don't want to be the best. We just want to get there. And that's what we did. And that was taken from us. And we upset. It took us years to get this. Years. I thank God that we are all still okay. Yes, we have bruises and cuts and we're afraid and stuff like that. I thank God that we are still here. But it angers me that for us to work so many years of our life to get to where we are, just to have 3 guys come in and over an hour of torturing us with weapons just to take everything like it meant nothing. I mean, we can't just start over. I mean, my dad's a pensioner. Like I said, it's going to take a while. I don't even think we can get back there, but all we can do is try. It's going to be very hard because we don't have any means of getting any financial things in there. I can't get to work. My dad can't get to work. My sisters and my mom can't work. And it's really sad that people do this to other people. I mean, we have very good hearts. If we can give, we give. We don't ask questions about it. We give. We will put ourselves with art to see other people happy, knowing that we've done a good thing. And for this to come out of nowhere and happen to us and have literally everything taken from us, it's really, it's saddening, it's sickening.